Do animals have psychic ability? Can they communicate with each other and us telepathically? Do they really know when you're going to take them to the vet or when you're coming home? Well, according to biologist and author Rupert Sheldrake, they can do all this and more. But what makes him so sure?
Well, first of all, most people who keep pets are convinced they have. So that means that most people who know the animals well think so. That's a good reason for thinking maybe it's true. Secondly, I've done surveys that show that these things are really common all over the world, these beliefs. And thirdly, I've done detailed experiments on dogs that know when their owners are coming home, showing there are many dogs and cats know when their owners are coming home. They go and wait at the door or window, sometimes quarter of an hour, half an hour in advance. So we've done experiments where people come home at non-routine times, randomly chosen times, in taxis from at least 5 miles away. We film the dog continuously, and the dogs indeed go and wait for them, even when it couldn't be a routine thing, even when it couldn't be hearing a familiar car. So we've ruled out all other explanations, so it looks very much like telepathy.
So you think it's actually that the dog and the owner are communicating in some way, or is it something else going on?
The dog, I think, is picking up the owner's intentions from a distance. And telepathy is to do with relations between members of animal groups so that they can keep in touch at a distance and one can pick up the other's needs or intentions.
What does this information tell us about animals more generally, and how should we use that information?
I think animals in general, when they're in the wild, are social animals that are part of groups, are linked together by what I call fields. These links enable them to stay in touch at a distance. When we keep animals in our own houses, they bond to us, and we see those things happening in relation to ourselves, which is why so many pet owners think their dogs or cats are telepathic with them. Many people who keep horses think they're telepathic too, and it happens with parrots and other birds. So I think these are normal, natural features of animal behaviour. But I think the interesting thing is that they happen between people as well. So members of families, close friends, also have these bonds. And the commonest way in which telepathy comes out in the modern world is in connection with phone calls, when someone intends to phone someone else from a distance, of course. The intention is sent out towards that person, and while they're planning to make the phone call, dialing the number, the other person may start thinking about them. And very often people say, oh, I was just thinking about someone, and then they rang. Or when you ring someone, they often say, oh, I was just thinking of you. This is by far the commonest kind of telepathy in the modern world, and I've done a lot of experiments that show it's not just coincidence, it really does happen.
Even if you buy into the fact that it really does happen, it's only a way of utilising it, because it's just fun if someone phones you and you say, I was thinking of them. It's not a lot of use really, is it?
Before we had telephones, of course, it was the only way people could get in touch at a distance. Sometimes people can pick up others' needs. I mean, one common kind of use is that sometimes when people are really sick or depressed and they haven't phoned someone else, but they're in need, the person picks it up and calls them. They say, oh, thank goodness you called. Just yesterday, I heard a story from somebody who said they thought of someone they hadn't thought of for ages. They thought, for some reason, I must give them a call. And just this compulsion got more and more. They called them. And the person said, oh, I'm so glad you called. I was so depressed, I was almost going to commit suicide. You know, and their call actually saved them. The other thing is that telepathy occurs between mothers and babies. I think this is a very basic biological thing. Many mothers know when their babies need them, when they need feeding. And many mothers call home or go home. They just feel they've got to do it when their child's had an accident. So this is actually already something that's very useful to a lot of people. But on the other hand, a lot of people in the modern world feel they have to discount it. They have to think, oh, it's being silly, it's just superstition, or they feel they shouldn't trust these impulses. Of course, sometimes we have ones that aren't true, but they tend to be dismissed a great deal in the modern world, and I think we'd probably be better off if we didn't dismiss them all.
Is there a way in which we can improve our ability to be telepathic, either with our family members or even with our pets?
Yes, I think the first thing is to pay attention to the things that already happen. And secondly, people can get better through practice. And in some of my experiments on the feeling of being stared at, for example, knowing when someone's looking at you, I've shown that if you do these tests over and over again with feedback, so you learn if you're right, you can get better. So we've already shown people can improve.
That's author and biologist Rupert Sheldrake.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.